The bills authored by Senator Roger Roth of Appleton and Representative Jim Steinecke would eliminate the DNR developmental permit system and allow filling of non-federal isolated wetlands. Isolated wetlands are protected under state law. The authors say the bill helps people get through the red tape of the system. Developers would have to replace wetland losses. Retired DNR biologist Ron Eckstein of Rhinelander spoke for the new group Wisconsin's Green Fire in opposition to the proposals.
This would cause, we think, many problems for wildlife habitat, flood control, all the functions that wetlands do for a variety of reasons.
Eckstein says the North Woods has the majority of the state's wetlands, but where the problem arises is in southern Wisconsin, where agriculture and development have taken away most of the wetlands at this point, and with the bill would enable even more loss.
Here in northern Wisconsin, in North Woods, we still have most of our wetlands. So we still have many, many wetlands. For example, in Oneida County, 30% of the county is considered wetlands. But they are forested wetlands for the most part. They have forests growing on them. The concern is in generally the southern part of the state. In that area, especially in far southeastern Wisconsin, in some counties, more than 90% of the wetlands have been drained and are gone.
Eckstein says remaining species, including waterfowl and pheasants, would have a difficult time surviving if the remaining wetlands are gone. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.